Okay, hey. So this is our fishing story, okay? So we start out like on a Friday and I'm over at Carrie and Greg's and their like sink starts leaking and then you wonder, "Oh no, is this an omen? Maybe you shouldn't go up there, eh?" But no, we get it stopped. Like water isn't squirting out anymore and we apparently got it stopped 'cause it's dry, hey? So we decided, hey, maybe we should go on up there anyway and get some fish. So no, but hey, that was Thursday. Like we were at their house, actually inside their house there, eh? And the sink leaked, eh? But we got it fixed, so we decided, okay, let's go to Canada anyway, eh? So anyway, then it was the next day, which that day after Thursday, and then that would be a Friday, hey? And we were at our own house because that's where we live, and our stool it like stops working, no water goes through it, hey? So what do you do then? So then me and the missus we go to a hardware store thing, like what Menards, hey? And we buy the guts, the inside of the toilet, and we get it fixed, hey? So then we say, oh no, another omen, or should we actually go up there to Canada anyway, hey? So then Friday, Mike, he's the brother-in-law, he comes and stops by the house. No, actually, we met him over at Clear Lake, eh? And we drove from there. We're gonna go up to Chaska. That's to pick up the other guys, Mike and no, not Mike, Tom and Nick. Yeah, that's his boy, his son Nick. Yeah. So then, don't you know, on the way up there, we drive and then we have to pull off the highway because, there's a storm coming and the sky's like the, oh, it's the worst you ever saw, hey? It got dark and light and yellow and green and it got windy and then there was some hail, hey? And it hit my car too. Well, actually, I don't have a car. It was my van, but see, it was sticking out the back of the church because Mike didn't pull up far enough, eh? And I wondered from my van, hey Mike, would you pull up a little bit? 'Cause I'm like getting pelted back here. But finally he pulled up, and I said, hey, thanks a lot for sure. So there we are, sitting there in our two cars, Mike driving the other one, of course, and we're getting like beat because of this storm is coming, hey? And we think, oh no, another omen. Don't go to Canada, hey? But we decided, oh well, go ahead and go anyway, hey? So anyway, we finally get to Tom and Cindy's. That's the brother-in-law, and he's got the son Nick, and we're all going together, and we just get there and say, "Ooh, bad storm, eh?" And then we go to sleep and get up early in the morning, and we start driving up here to Canada to see our friends, eh? But then, don't you see, that's like three major things that happened to us, eh? And they might have been omens saying, hey, you guys, don't go to Canada. This is not going to be good. But we decided to go anyway because we thought, well, those things are just isolated incidents. And hey, we got fishing to do. There's northerns. But then we find out, no, there's no northerns. And what else do you fish for? But then they said there's the walleyes, of course, eh? And some muskies, so you might catch a muskie in there. And something called a smallies. I guess it's a bass or something, but we don't usually catch those, eh? So you talk about your omens and maybe somebody telling us messages, hey, you guys, don't go to Canada, but we still go, eh? But then we get up here and listen to this guy trying to talk outside about what the weather's like, and then you see, is that omen number four, eh?
Well, it's our first night here at camp, and here I am standing on the shore. You can probably hear it's not that great of a night out. The wind is probably 40 to 45 miles an hour.
So there you have it. That's the end of that story. Terrible wind and huge waves on the lake, eh? You couldn't even go outside, so we just stayed inside. Of course, you couldn't sit on the porch either because rain was blowing right in the porch, so we just had to hunker inside. And well, that's where we stayed for that night, eh? Here are some what we think us guys think are some important things that you ought to know about our trip up here to Canada. On the way up here, I got a great picture of Tom. He's the brother-in-law with the boy. His name is Nick. Anyways, Tom's in front of this rest stop. That's a place where you stop and you if you have to go to the bathroom when you're driving, of course, and you stop and you go in. But then I got a picture of Tom. Yeah, that's it, Tom. He was pretending to pee right in a pine tree right out in front of the rest stop, eh? Looked pretty funny. End of story. Then we was another piece up the road, and, you know, there's not too much cities and streets and stuff. And so what happens there? Tom calls on the walkie-talkie, though, you know, the talkies that we can talk back and forth to, eh? So anyway, Tom, the brother-in-law, he says, hey, does anybody else have to stop and pee? Because I got to pee. So we pull over on the side of the road, and there's no buildings or anything. And these guys, they just get out of the car, and they pee. Oh. And then when the weather sort of like calmed down a little bit, and all us guys were out in boats, two boats. No, there are five guys, so that means there was two guys in one of the boats and three guys in the other boat. Yeah? Okay. And anyway, we're out there in the boats, and me and Mike and Greg were in one boat, and Tom and his son, you know, the brother-in-law and his son Nick, they were in the other boat, and all of a sudden I look over and I don't see Nick anyplace. It looked like he fell right out of the boat. So I says to the guys, you know, that'd be Mike, and, you know, he's a brother-in-law, and then Greg, well, he's the son-in-law. And I says to the guys, hey, Nick just fell out of the boat. And they said, huh, no, that's something you don't see every day, hey? But then all of a sudden, Nick stood up again, and I said, he's back up in the boat again. I guess he didn't fall out after all. And then we found out that Tom, he's the brother-in-law, you know, like he's Nick's dad. And he about hit Nick in the back of the head when he was trying to cast. And, well, Nick tried to dodge that, and I guess that's what made him fall down. And I thought he fell out of the boat, eh? But he didn't fall out of the boat. End of that story. And then, you know, Tom, he's the brother-in-law with the son who's Nick. And, you know, he seems to end up in some of these stories that are kind of, you know, crazy or so. But anyway, today he says, hey, this morning I goes into the bathroom, eh, and I guess gets cleaned up like usual, and I took in some clean underwear with me, eh? And then I put on the clean underwear, and I couldn't find the dirty underwear. And that was this morning, eh? Well, then tonight after supper, he says, hey, I put on those clean underwear and I couldn't find the dirty ones. Well, guess what, guys? I found the dirty underwear, hey? He put on the clean underwear on top of the dirty underwear, hey? And I guess that saves room in the suitcase then. End of that story.